they say when there are no words. Feel a song that's never been heard. How do you know when you hear the call? What do you do when you've done it all? Cannonball.
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 All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 262, and I am GPD, and I am coming at you from Tokyo, Japan, and of course, Wombat is coming at you from the depths of his basement in Long Island.
Thank you for that lovely introduction, David.
Why are you calling me David?
Because you were complaining that no one ever called you David.
I wasn't complaining. I was stating that they don't. I like it.
Oh, you like not being called David.
I like people calling me Chibi. It's fun. Okay. It's fun.
It is fun. You're like a G.I. Joe character.
It's better than asshole.
Wait a second.
There's no G.I. Joe character named Chibi.
No, that's why I said it's like one.
Right.
If you were one, we'd call you Shipwreck.
Right. Shipwreck, you are here also.
I am. Live from Ohio.
Excellent.
Ready to Thanksgiving.
Right. Roasting a chicken the night before Thanksgiving.
Who does that?
I was frying a chicken. It was in a pan.
Wombat's very
upset. Chateau chicken with almond butter sauce.
Who double poultries? Well, this was what, your quick meals on wheels or whatever it is?
Dream dinners.
Dream dinners, thank you.
I think
dinners of the stars.
Which stars?
I don't know. The
poor
kind
ones.
Kind of skinny ones, but not too skinny.
Right. Right. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We've got a lot to talk about, I think. Black Friday's right around the corner. We're going to talk about maybe Skyrim, perhaps. I've played a lot of Saints Row, and we'll be talking about that. And I don't know what else we'll be talking about. Oh, you know what we can talk about? I went to an onsen, and there were no giant spiders there. It's a much better story when there are giant spiders there.
I was going to say, yeah, you went there and it was fine. Is that the whole story?
Yeah, that's pretty much the story. There were no giant spiders. They had the onsen bath on the balcony. It was like a private onsen bath on your balcony with a couch and refrigerator all outside.
With a couch?
Yeah, it was a couch out there.
Like what kind of couch?
Like a nice love seat couch.
What's the weather like there now?
It was like maybe high 50s, low 60s.
Okay, that's all right. I mean, I wouldn't want to sit outside in a bathing suit.
You don't wear a bathing suit in an onsen.
Aren't you naked all the time?
Yeah. Right.
But outside on a couch?
Well, you don't sit
nothing but your dingly danglies hanging out in 50 degree weather. Does it sound like that much fun to me?
No.
That's kind of why I was asking what kind of couch it was. Like, is it leather? Is it wicker?
It's like one of those outdoor cloth type couches. But we didn't sit on the couch. But we did put some beers in the fridge.
What did you do on the couch?
Nothing.
I don't want to know that much.
I didn't touch the couch at all.
What kind of beer did you have?
We had Asahi in the big bottles, I think. It was good. It was fun.
The banquet beer.
Why is that banquet beer?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. What's their slogan?
I don't know. It'll get you drunk. Drink it.
That's not bad.
Super dry. I don't know. So that was fun. Yeah, it's much better when there's insects attacking me. So I'll think of a story. I'll make up a story about that. But I posted a video on YouTube, youtube.com/GPD. You can see the onsen trip.
Yeah, it was like watching someone else's slideshow, but slightly, just about as uninteresting.
You get to see a train and Ty eat a pumpkin bagel hot dog.
You need to start real-worlding this shit. You need to, throw things at people. You need chicks making out in the background.
Right, force the issue.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm not really looking to get in trouble. Or be thrown out of the country or anything like that.
True story of three people going to an onsen.
Right. And doing nasty things on a couch outside in 50-degree weather. Wow. So, yeah. What have you guys been up to?
I watched a pinball movie on Netflix. Did you guys watch that?
No.
Did Did you do that? No.
No.
It's called Special When Lit. It's a documentary. I fell asleep a little bit during the middle, but the beginning and the end of it made me feel bad about feeling bad for these people.
Who are these people?
I was going to say, is it a documentary about people that play pinball, or is it like a documentary about the history of pinball, or both?
It's kind of, you've seen King of Kong.
Yes.
Okay, it's kind of that type of thing. So it's about the people that play pinball. It's got a little bit of like historical stuff in there too, but for the most part, it centers on all these different people who play pinball. And there's like the end of it leads up to the big pinball championships and everything. And yeah.
The big pinball championships.
There was a handful of people there.
There was a cash prize of $60.
I don't remember what the cash prize. He got a trophy. I remember he got a trophy. And the guy that won, he designs pinball games. So I thought that was a little bit unfair. But I guess that's – anything goes in the world of pinball. It's competitive out there.
Right. I'm sure. Hey.
So I don't know. I liked watching it just because it had pinball machines in it.
Sure. It sounds good. I'll pretend that I'm going to watch it and then never speak of it again.
I was going to say, I still have my Netflix, which I have. I don't think I've watched anything on it in about over a month. I feel like it's been a while, but right. I'll check it out.
Hey, you guys.
It was interesting.
Speaking of Netflix and movies, you guys got your Kindle Fires?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Because I haven't gotten mine yet.
Oh, I was saving that for later in the show, but we could talk about it now.
I don't know. Might as well.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Here's what's interesting for me, because I don't have an iPad.
Right.
I don't have that to compare it to. So I think it's amazing. And it's actually very useful in my house. It definitely has limitations. You know, when you're using it Wi-Fi only, you can only browse the internet really on it at home.
Right.
But as a device where, you know, you're sitting on the couch and just want to look up Keg and look up Twitter and look at Facebook and, you know, your simple little things, it's perfect. It's, you know, my wife uses it all the time instead of her netbook. She doesn't even touch that anymore. All she uses is the Fire.
Is it faster than her shitty netbook?
It is much faster than her shitty netbook.
Do you have Amazon Prime? Because you get the video. You get the video streaming for free.
I know. On Sunday when I was watching football, Sabrina was watching Caillou on the Kindle.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, it's definitely useful. I mean, I have all the standard stuff. I have Angry Birds on it. And
right.
What's the other one? Some other, you know, the Fruit Ninja.
I'm interested in the size because I have an iPad, but I feel like
it's much smaller. It's half the size.
I feel like
it's about half the size of an iPad.
I feel like that's a good size, though.
It is. You know what else I used it for? I used it today. My wife, you know, because we're having Thanksgiving at our house tomorrow, and there were like a few lingering items that we needed to pick up at the supermarket. So my wife actually used an app that has shopping lists, put the shopping list into the Kindle. And I took it with me to the supermarket, and I was able
Mr.
to
Fancy
check
Pants
off
at the supermarket.
Check off the items exactly. Yes, in the supermarket.
Hey, everybody! Look, that's Wombat, and he's shopping using a Kindle.
I'm just
a shopping
like you.
List.
Exactly. I used my Kindle. When I found it, I pushed it, and it put a little check next to it, so I knew I had everything.
Nice.
And to me, that was actually really cool.
Satisfying.
Exactly. So, you know, it does do certain things really well. I mean, yeah, I could watch anything on Amazon Prime on it. I could watch anything on Netflix on it. I can, you know, use any, you know, I could use Trillions on there. So I could use Instant Messenger. I could sit on the train and play Angry Birds, and I could read a Kindle book, and it's all there.
What do you think, Shift? Because you have an iPad, right?
Yes, I have a first generation iPad.
So do I.
It's not as good as the iPad.
It's not as good. Well, but it's also, it's $200 compared to $500.
Right. And that, you can definitely tell. Like, right. You can definitely tell this is a cheaper product. Right. I gave it to Mrs. Shipwreck, and she likes it, but she also likes the iPad better. The neat part about it is it ties all your Amazon stuff together. That's what I find cool about it. I really don't like the operating system on it.
Their custom Android.
Yeah, it drives me nuts that all the icons are different sizes and shapes.
I could see that.
Like it's just a thing that for me, but it just like The thing is, they're close to being the same size a lot of the time.
That's even worse,
just
right?
Off enough.
That's even worse if it's close.
Yeah. So, and it's not as responsive as the iPad is.
Even as the first generation iPad?
Yeah, even as a first generation.
Wow, it's a dual core though. It's supposed to be. I don't know. Maybe they're gonna update it and they'll be able.
Yeah, sure. I mean, for $200, it's a nice little device. It's a good Kindle Fire like or Kindle Reader. It does everything that Wombat said it does. It's just if you have an iPad or you have one of the more expensive, I guess, other tablets.
It shows the price difference. Shows. Yeah, you get
the price
you get
difference.
What you're paying
definitely,
for.
Definitely. Yeah, and even the build quality of it, just it kind of feels a little bit cheap to me. I don't know what you think about that, Wombat, but
I don't think it feels because it's very heavy. I find it. I think it's.
I find it very
heavy.
Light.
That's
I
interesting.
I find it very light.
Wombat's
it
very weak, though. You have to remember
that is true.
He thinks apples are heavy.
I can't even carry more than one apple at a time. No, here's what I will say about this thing. I like it a lot, and I got it knowing what I was getting. But if, say, you have a loved one that really wants an iPad, and you say, honey, I got you a Kindle Fire.
They're going to be pissed.
They're going to be pissed. Right. But if you know what you're getting when you get the Kindle Fire, like, I need something so when I'm sitting on my couch, I can browse the internet, and I don't feel like having a 3,000-degree laptop on my lap anymore, you're going to be happy with that for $200.
It's a good Skyrim companion, probably, for looking shit up while you're playing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good for it's that's kind of what it's really good for. It's really good for that kind of thing. It has a very good distinct purpose. Cool. If I want to play Muffin Knight on the shit can, I can play Muffin Knight on the shit can.
Right. All right. Well, mine should come soon, so I'm looking forward to checking it out. But the problem is none of that video stuff is going to work here. Netflix won't work. Amazon streaming won't work. So I'm basically, it's just basically a web browser and, you know, apps, Android apps. But we'll see. Hey, I have a...
It's all right for $200.
Cool.
Have you played that Angry Birds game? Have you heard of this one?
Ty loves it.
So does Sabrina.
He plays the shit out of it.
I was at Target today, and there was these two guys pushing around their cart. They had a Wii in it. They were asking the clerk if Angry Birds was on the Wii. They wanted to buy Angry Birds for $50
right.
on the Wii.
Right.
The question is, why isn't Angry Birds on the Wii?
Right.
Maybe it is on WiiWare, but I don't know.
I mean, it totally would work.
Right. All right, let's move on to some show feedback, Wombat.
Sure. Venturin has to say, so now you are a footnote in video game history. You are immortal, part of video game lore. I'm impressed.
Immoral.
Did I say immoral?
I'm both. You also might want to mention what you're talking about.
I am talking about you being in Saints Row.
Talk about me more.
3 pages of comments. I can't believe you didn't read the show comments.
I read them.
Three of the 5 pages were comprised of people saying congratulations to one Mr. David Chibidi Abrams for being in Saints Row 3. Thank you, Dorothy.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm glad people are excited about it, too. I wish it was out already, because I've been playing a lot, and I'd like to see me in the game.
I can't wait.
Yep. What else?
Ultramontane has to say, holy bejesus, when was the last time all three of you were... A, playing the same game at the same time. B, enjoying the same game at the same time. And C, praising the same game at the same time. Awesome show. Skyrim is on my purchase list. I can't think of a time.
Right. Oblivion.
Mass Effect 2.
That's right. You win a prize.
We'll talk about Skyrim later, probably.
Oh, yes. I'm 33 hours in, by the way.
Nice.
I've doubled my playtime since last show.
Congratulations.
I am a pathetic human being. And Gay Punk has to say, I was promised an ass rocking and I'm still waiting. Cheapy, you owe Gay Punk an ass rocking.
Okay, Gay Punk, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to your bedroom and take your pants off, okay? And now really fast run backwards into the doorknob. Okay, there you go. Congratulations. Ass rocking delivered.
Ass rocking and door knocking with GPD.
Yes. And then afterwards, get a nice towel and clean off that doorknob, please.
Or not, and just laugh when people open and close it.
Right. All right, let's move on to new releases. Are there new releases?
There's a couple. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, that's out now.
That's a game that I won't be playing soon.
Are you going to play it, Wombat? I know you're a big Zelda guy.
I am, but I don't like the Wii and the controls. I just can't do
with
it.
The swinging?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how this one sells, because I think that's a common theme for most people that want to play this game, is the hardcore doesn't want to play it on the Wii.
But won't the hardcore just buy anything with Zelda on it?
I don't
hardcore
know.
Hardcore Zelda will, I'm sure.
I think there's a lot of people holding off on buying it just because there's so much else out right now.
Right.
But, I mean, I have it. I haven't touched it yet.
Right.
If you're asking me what my love of Zelda games has evolved into, as an adult, it's evolved into a Skyrim type of game. I think you can make a direct correlation in the evolution of a certain type of game player. But I don't know if that evolution includes me playing another Zelda game on the Wii.
Right. You might as well just wait for the HD version that's going to come out for whatever handheld or their next system, you know, when they regurgitate that.
The Wii U.
When they regurgitate it for the Wii U, you'll be able to maybe use it without the, you know, waggle. I don't know,
because I think the waggle is a pretty major part of this game.
It is. It's all about the sword play and all that kind of stuff. But again, I have, you know, I've said this a lot and people think I'm crazy. I have a lot of trouble using my right arm to waggle a sword in my right arm. It's very difficult for me as a left-handed person.
Especially since you can barely lift an apple.
And since I can't even lift more than one apple at a time, it makes it very difficult. But it is. It's something that I genuinely have trouble with. And it's the reason why I really felt like I had to stop playing Wii games, because I couldn't. I had a lot of trouble with Mario Galaxy. I had a lot of trouble. Anything that had the, you know, the Wiimote and the nunchuck. I know people say, well, then just swap them around. But that's also very awkward, because if you've been playing dual analog games for, you know, for a long time, you get very used to using that left analog to move your guy backwards and forwards. So to try to use the right analog to move someone around, just that's almost more awkward. It's this catch-22 of what feels less awkward to me. But whichever control scheme I go with still feels wrong to me.
Right. Fuck it.
So, that's basically what I... So that's basically what I did.
Yeah, you fucked it.
Yes.
Well, it's getting very good scores, so it's a good game.
Yeah.
I'm planning sure on playing great. It sometime soon.
I'm not.
Right. I got a lot of Skyrim to play before I get to that, though.
How many hours are you at on Skyrim?
65 or so.
Nice.
Six, somewhere around there. I haven't played all that much this week. I'm kind of in between guilds at the moment, so.
I'm at 22, in case anybody is wondering.
There you go. You're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad.
We'll talk about Skyrim once we get outside of the new releases,
yes.
I guess.
What else we got?
Let's see. We have
King of
Fighters 13.
You're at 66 hours, by the way. 66 hours.
Okay. Thanks for correcting me in that 1 hour when I was trying to talk.
Who cares what you were saying, really?
Go on, Jindrak, quickly.
All right. Yeah, quickly. Yep, that's about it.
That was quick. And WWE 12, what about that?
That, I saw an ad for that when I walked into Walmart, and I thought, oh, hey, there's a new WWE game.
Right. IGN gave it a 9, but I see that it still has a 74 on Metacritic. So, there it is.
That Tekken Hybrid thing came out, too.
They mailed one to my parents' house.
How are they enjoying it?
My mom's like, you got a Deccan? A Decker? I was like, what? Somebody sent you a Decker game? I was like, is there a new Tekken? I didn't even know there was a new Tekken game.
They could send it to me.
You don't care about Tekken.
I love Tekken.
You actually like Tekken.
I love Tekken.
Right, I know that. Okay, I'll have them send it to you.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Right.
They also sent them Marvel vs. Capcom, the newest. I don't know who they is, by the way. Just And I don't know why they're sending it to my
parents. Well, then they could just send
they
one
really
package.
You really think your parents are into fighting games there.
Right.
Make your parents' life easier. Just have them send one package.
Right. Oh, both games? You get both? I don't get them, any of those. I might like Marvel versus Capcom.
The hell do you need that shit for? You hate video games.
Okay. My mom says she wants to practice with the Hulk.
You can take whatever you want.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Very kind of you.
I'm a nice guy. Unlike some other people on the show who say they're going to get games for people and then keep them for themselves.
Right.
In Skylanders news, I have all of them now that are out.
That's crazy.
What is the street value of those figures?
Let's see.
How many figures are we talking about?
Gosh, how many are out right now? I've got three different Spyros. So I think I have – I want to say I have – it's got to be around 20 or so.
Nice.
At least somewhere around in that range. So $8 a pop plus the adventure packs that are $20 a pop.
So it's a sizable amount of money that you've put into
– there's been a lot of sales though. So, right. Like Amazon and Toys R Us both have them for $2 for $10 right now. Mm-hmm.
Did you buy any of those? Or you already have?
I did because Wave 2 is out.
Ooh,
it's only three new guys though. They need to get all the rest of these guys out while these sales are going on.
Right, but come on, they're killing you over here.
I know.
You might be missing some of these figures for.
Well, they put out these variants too. Did you hear about that? They have these silver variants that they put out.
And what does that do?
They're silver. Besides, I don't know what they do. they're instead of being all painted, they decided to skimp costs.
They said, "Hey,
paint
we
them
can
all silver.
Find a sucker like Shipwreck, you know, to put out a figure that costs us less, and we'll charge them the same amount of money." And he already has the figure, a better version of it, but he'll still buy this inferior version.
Let's see. I'm going to look up silver Skylanders on eBay real quick and see what we're looking at right now.
Do you have like a display case for all of them?
Here we go. Silver Skylanders or Silver Boomer Skylander. 9 bids, it's up to $115.
And they cost like $10 crazy. Normally?
They cost $8. Yes, all of these are going, all the silver ones are going for like $75 right now.
People are nuts.
Each.
I thought aren't we supposed to be in a recession?
Not in Skylanders.
Right.
Yeah. There's no such thing as recession in Skylanders. You gotta get these things. There's a silver dino ring. It's very hard to find, it says. Very hard to find.
You might as well be talking in Japanese because right. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
And if it says very hard to find in the description on eBay, it must be true.
Return's not accepted. Right. So think long and hard before you buy that $75 dino ring.
Right.
He's a dinosaur that throws boomerangs. Does that make it easier for you, $75?
No, not really. But he doesn't really throw the boomerangs. He's just a static action figure.
Correct. But you bring him to life in the game by putting him on the portal of power.
No, I don't. You bring
you,
him to life.
Yeah, you do.
I play Skyrim in Saints Row. You put your figures on a plastic pedestal. Anyway, where are we here? I don't know. Keg shopping news? So, first of all, Black Friday show. What do you guys want to do? I mean, I got to do something because people like it, and I'm just going to be sitting here anyway waiting.
Well, it's your daytime.
It's my daytime. That's the big difference. It's your 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah, you know what I like to do from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.? I'll give you three guesses.
Sleep?
That is one of them. Yes.
Eat a sandwich in bed?
Of course, always.
Yes, while sleeping?
Yes.
Sleep eating.
It's you know what? I've gone to the doctor for it, and he said as long as no one else is getting hurt, just keep on going with it.
Good. So, I don't know. I'm going to do, there will be something at 1 a.m. Eastern time on Blog Talk Radio. Wombat and Shipwreck may or may not come. Or may come.
I think I'm going to show up.
Or maybe show up for the whole thing or for a little time. But it's no pressure.
I might show up live from Walmart.
That would be awesome. You should, and you can interview people from your phone.
No, he doesn't have to do that.
Yes, you should do that. And Wombat should do that too. And we can have a nice discussion about the different types of people in Walmart in Ohio. And
I could go to the Best Buy and try to get that Skylanders big pack.
Right. I think we should do it. So we'll do something, and either Wombat will, either Shipwreck will be there, or Wombat and Shipwreck will be there, and I will be there. It'll be lame, though. I'm telling you right now. We're gonna take phone calls. It's gonna be dumb, but it'll be something. La 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 la. We did the Black Friday deal highlights last week. I got the Amazon deals and posted them up in the deals forum, and they're basically matching anything that's really good, like the $28 games. They're matching those as lightning deals on Friday. And there's also a bunch of, you know, those same games for $40 available all day. So a lot of people, I mean, some people are disappointed. Some people are happy. To the people who are disappointed, I could just say there were a lot of deals in December too last year. So if you don't see exactly what you want for Black Friday, there's always Cyber Monday and December and January. So yeah, you can hit that up. There's a link from the front page as well. So yeah, I woke up. I actually, you know, I had asked the Amazon guys to send it if they could hook it up. And they said that they could, and they would send it over on Wednesday. And I put my phone near my bed, so I had it set up so that when I got an email from the Amazon guys, it would make a noise, and I would wake up. And thank God they sent it over at like 6:15 in the morning, so it wasn't like I didn't miss out on too much sleep. I was very happy that he didn't send it to me at like 3 a.m., where it would have just destroyed me. But there it is. So thank you to Amazon. Those guys rock, of course. And yeah. So now what? Audible. Get a free 2-week trial at Audible. Audibletrial.com/cadcast2. Free 2-week trial, free audiobook. Steve Jobs. Thank you.
That's audibletrial.com/cadcast. How is it?
It's interesting. I mean, a lot of the stuff is kind of known, but it does go into all of his drug use.
Oh, I don't know about his drug use. Tell me.
He liked LSD.
Okay.
He smoked pot.
That doesn't even count.
Well, that's what he did.
Did he sniff glue?
He didn't sniff any glue. I think it was just mainly LSD and pot so far.
I see.
He was really, he had really odd dietary habits too.
I heard he would only eat like carrots for a month.
Right. That's in there. He'd only eat carrots for a month, or he only eat apples for a month, or he wouldn't eat for a week, or I don't know. Interesting guy.
Wait a minute. So this guy did lots of drugs, barely ate, and died young, huh?
I don't know. Is he a douche? Does he come across like a douchebag? Because I heard might have been a douchebag.
A little bit early on. I don't know. I had the feeling it's going to kind of turn around some, because I mean, we kind of all know that, right? Like the first time he was at Apple, everybody hated him. And the second time he was at Apple, only about half the people hated him.
He was bipolar, right? Or they say that, or no? They don't say that.
They use the term reality distortion field a lot.
Reality distortion field? What the fuck is that?
It sounds like an app. He's a different reality than what everybody else does.
Yeah, well, he's not fucking high on acid. Of course he does. And he's eating apple. He's only eating apples and taking acid.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it turns out.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
Don't tell me what happens at the end.
Right, no spoilers. Oh, Wombat. Only you could take an icon's death and turn it into comedy gold.
They talk about the poor guy. Like there was a guy that was like their third partner. He owned 10% of Apple when it started.
Right.
But then he chickened out like 8 days into it, and then so they bought all of his stock for like, I want to say it was like $800 or something like that.
Right.
And if he had it now, it would be, of course, right, worth $250 million or whatever.
Fuckers.
More than that.
All right, let's move on to multi-platforming, Wombat News and Stuff, aka the part where we can talk about Skyrim.
Are we doing that first, or are we talking about Saints Row first?
Okay, we'll talk about Saints Row. Am I the only one?
Yeah, you're the only one playing it, so talk it up.
Shit.
Talk it up, David.
Stop calling me David. First of all. You know, I gotta be honest, like when I first started playing Saints Row the Third, I wasn't really that into it. I think like you know, depending on where you are in the game, like the graphics may like strike you as not that impressive, depending on like what time of day it is or where you are in the city. But as I started playing more and more, I got much more into it. But like, the, I think like the best thing about Saints Row, and this is was true of the last two ones also, and I saw Justin McElroy tweet about it this morning, and it was funny because I was thinking the exact same thing yesterday, that if I was to write a review of Saints Row, I wouldn't really focus so much on like, you know, the specific gameplay elements or what's going on in the story or the silliness, but you can tell like how much thought was put into like little parts of the game to make it, you know, the basically the least amount of constraint on your time and as fun as possible. So it's like really, and every iteration of the game, they take it a step further. And when you compare it to Grand Theft Auto, where you can tell the focus isn't on really fun or, you know, just being sort of, as Justin put, like respectful to your time as a human being, they try to make things like, I guess, realistic. Like, remember Grand Theft Auto 4, they had these date missions and you had to, you know, drive to the girl's house, pick her up, bring her to like a fucking darts bar, play like the most boring game of darts ever, and drive her back to the house. And it like took forever and it was boring. And Saints Row would never do that to you. Like they, like for example, like you can, any car that you find in the game, you can take and you can put it into your garage. And they have this big customization part aspect where you can, you know, not only can you paint the cars, but you can add on different body parts to the car. You can improve the performance of the car, the durability of the car, all these different things. Now, in the last version, unless I'm mistaken, you had to take the car and drive it to one of the rim jobs is the name of the place, the gas station / mechanic shop. But they realized, like, look, the customization is fun. People will probably use it more and have more fun if they don't have to actually drive the car to the auto mechanic shop. So now you can do all that shit right from your garage. And it's the little shit like that that takes this game to the next level. In fact, Ty really likes this game because all we do is we just drive around and collect cars and customize cars. You know, and once in a while people will shoot at us, but we never shoot back or anything when I'm playing, when Ty's watching. But it's just like little things like that that make this game so awesome. It's just, you know, there's checkpoints, like Justin says, it just respects your time and puts fun at the forefront of the game. I wouldn't dare to tell you anything about the story because I've already sort of spoiled shit for myself by reading reviews. But needless to say, there are a lot of the game is laugh out loud funny and just over the top ridiculous. We did make Mrs. Cheapy in the game so that when I come out as DLC, we can be together. Isn't that cute? And I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
So Ty's watching you play Saints Row.
When Ty watches me play, I don't do any of the missions. We basically do is drive around and take cars back to the garage so we can keep them. And then we customize them and paint them. And then drive around looking for more cars. Or we go to the stores and we buy new clothes for Mama. And, you know, play dress up. And that's it. That's all we do. And the thing is, that's fun. Even like without even firing a shot or punching somebody in the nuts, you can have a lot of fun with the game.
I've never had fun without being able to punch someone in the nuts, so I don't believe you.
Yeah. Well, I have screenshots of Mrs. Chibi punching people in the nuts. It has a cool screenshot capture dealy where you can take rapid fire screenshots and then upload them to the Saints Row website. And you can do the same thing with all the characters you create. You can upload them or download other people's characters right into the game. Just like things like that just makes the game fun and easy to enjoy. So, yeah. And the soundtrack is awesome too. It has Holding Out for a Hero Wombat. You know that song?
Holding Out for a Hero Wombat?
No.
holding up for a hero to the
dirt. It's so fun to just to speed along.
And he's gotta be short, and he's gotta be hairy, and he's gotta be hosting a lousy video game podcast.
Yes. So
the lyrics, right?
You can imagine how fun it is just like listening to that and driving down and people shooting at you. And it's got You're the Best from Karate Kid also. It's really fun. I highly recommend it. Sadly, there's no Black Friday deals on this game. I don't know.
I know. I was hoping for one because...
You want it.
I do want it, yeah. But I was going to wait. I'm just going to wait until your DLC comes out.
That's a good idea.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, I think that. But it's really... I'm having a great time with it. And it did... If you do get the game and you feel like it starts off slow, like I felt the same way, but... You know, you'll get there pretty quickly. You'll get to the fun stuff pretty quickly. It's just a little overwhelming. You know, it drops you off and you're like, there's the whole fucking city. But it's great. It's awesome. I got the helicopters that shoot missiles. I got the boats. I got, you know, I got it all. And they make shit cheap in the game too. So you don't have to like put in a ridiculous amount of time to earn a ridiculous amount of money to, you know, to buy the airport. So that you can store your airplanes there. They're smart like that. Volition did a great job, especially having me in the game. That was a really good call. So yeah, that's Saints Row. What else?
I've been playing a lot of NBA 2K12.
That's supposed to be good.
So do all the players play for European teams in this game?
I don't play as any of the current players.
I saw you playing as Scottie Pippen before.
Oh, you can see that online?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I just play as the greatest matchups. There's like 15 games in there that you play with all old legacy teams, and you get each one is centered around a different superstar, so there's the Scottie Pippen game, but it has Jordan, so you're going to play as Jordan most of the time anyways in that game. But poor Scottie Pippen. I thought for sure they'd give him one of the teams when Jordan was retired. Like that would be the team that was in there, but not to be. But the motion capture or like, I don't know if it's motion capture or just like the animation, but it's really good in this game. Like all of the characters look like their signature moves and everything. They all move correctly. And the commentary is really good too. Even if you like pass it to some like just like bit part player, the guy that's like comes in off the bench for a few minutes, it seems like they always have like anecdotes about that player. And they bring him up real quick and yeah, it's really well done. The only
remember the time when Michael Jordan blew $100,000 on a hand of blackjack? That was awesome. Like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. There are some stories in there that like I didn't think they would bring up in this game. Like
when Dennis Rodman fucked those six chicks and then his wife walked in.
That's not in there. I thought they were gonna go into a story on Wilt Chamberlain about that, but right. They went in a different direction. But there's like some social commentary stuff in here that kind of surprised me. I don't remember if you – what was his name? Abdul Raouf was his last name. I don't remember his name used to be Chris Jackson, I believe.
All right.
But at one point in the NBA, he refused to stand up for the national anthem.
I remember that.
Yeah. So they talk about that in this game. It's like, wow. Like why would you guys even – bring that up.
Maybe that's kind of surprising.
Well, they didn't. He's known for having Tourette's too, but they didn't bring that up.
Boop.
So
I have Tourette's, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Boop. Sorry.
But yeah, it's really good. The only shame is that they have like they didn't quite get all of the likenesses or the rights to all the players on all the teams. So sometimes they'll sub in guys that are just made up and. When you pass to one of those guys, it's just like you can't pass to another guy quick enough. Like you want nothing to do with that guy.
Yeah, you get like Larry Turd or something.
Well,
they have him.
They don't make it that obvious, no. But Larry Bird's in the game. Yeah. He's good. They got his hair better in this one than in the last one.
That's good.
But yeah, it's really good. Even though there's not an NBA season, I think just with the greatest stuff, I think I've managed probably 10 hours or so.
Cool.
So
I wish fucking hockey did that, man. Hockey in this year's hot NHL 12, they put in like eight guys, 10 guys. Like, what's the point? You need to have the classic teams. Like what?
Yeah, you have to go all out with it.
It's like, what? Oh, that's great! What, so I can fun. Put Wayne Gretzky on the on like the, you know, this year's Flyers. Like, what's the point of that? I want to play like the, you know, the 1991 Flyers. I don't know, not necessarily, but you know what I mean.
79 Islanders. Is that what you want to play as? 79 Maybe. Islanders. Yeah, you do. You know you do.
What else we got here in multi-platform? You got Need for Speed, the run, the runs?
I did. I started playing that just before the show. I think I'm, I don't know, I maybe played it for an hour and a half. I think I'm about a quarter of the way through it.
Right. That's the Cannonball Run ripoff, right?
Kind of, I Cannonball. Guess.
Cannonball.
They try to put a lot of like story into it, and it kind of works at the beginning. Like the character models and everything are really well-defined, and they're nice to look at. And like it starts off and your guy's kind of asleep and it like zooms out and then he wakes up and he finds himself like, duct taped to a steering wheel of a car that's getting lowered into a compactor.
I hate so, that. So you have to mash buttons to get out?
You have to mash buttons to get out. There's quick time prompts.
Spoilers.
Out. It's the first minute of the game.
Right.
But then you get into the driving stuff, and it's okay.
It's like, really straightforward, probably.
It's the way that it's split up is.
I played the demo, by the way.
Okay, so there's different events as you're going through this stuff, kind of.
It's supposed to be a race from New York to San Francisco, or the other way.
Other way around.
Okay, so reverse Cannonball. So, yeah. Oh no, wait, Cannonball Run was. Fuck.
Cannonball Run ended in California.
Right. They started in Atlanta, I think.
Is that where they started? But they didn't start in New York.
I know that in real life, a friend of mine actually knows where the hotel that they started at in the movie. By the way, I watched the Cannonball Run like last week. I thought Ty might like it. And I remember loving that movie as a kid. It's the most horrible movie.
The orangutan doesn't really drive.
That's Cannonball Run 2, I think.
It is Cannonball Run 2.
Yeah. It's
also good.
It's almost unwatchable. And I remember thinking it was like the greatest thing ever. It's just, let me just tell you this one thing. So Jackie Chan plays a Japanese race car driver. Now, as you might know, Jackie Chan is Chinese. Now, okay, that happens a lot in movies. They hire, you know, the wrong Asian to play, you know, a certain Asian. But not only is he a Chinese guy playing Japanese race car driver, there's a scene in the movie where he's on a Japanese talk show. The host of the Japanese talk show is speaking to him in Japanese, of course. And Jackie Chan responds in Chinese. And for the entire movie, Jackie Chan speaks in Chinese, even though he's supposed to be a Japanese race car driver, and maybe only 50% of the time do they even bother to put subtitles underneath what he's saying. They just decided it would be funny just to hear a guy go, yo, 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 that they didn't even feel like it was necessary to put subtitles in. There's a scene in the beginning where they land an airplane into like a town to stop and pick up beer, Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise. It's so budget that while the plane is landing, you can see all the people who are just watching them film the movie, like grouped together on the sidewalk, looking like they're watching a movie being filmed. And when the plane takes off, you can actually see the giant movie cameras in the background filming the movie. It's so budget. It's horrible. Anyway, I'm sorry. I had to mention that.
That's all right. I mean, that kind of makes me want to watch that.
There are only two good things about the movie, and those are Farrah Fawcett's nipples, which you prominently display throughout the film. But other than that, it's horrible.
I think I ran into my first lesbians in Need for Speed the Run.
Oh, do they zip down their shirt halfway?
I don't know. I don't think so. But they stop at the gas station. They kind of like bend over their cars and look at each other.
Nice. So, I mean, from the demo, like it's supposed to be this cross country race with all these participants, but it seems like they break up everything into segments, and then you're only really racing like 10 guys at a time.
Yeah, that's parts of it. Like you'll have a certain part of track that you have to pass these 10 guys, or the race stops and you have to start over.
Right.
Like, you do that section again. So there's sections like that. Then there's other sections that are battle sections where you have to get in front of a car before a certain time runs out, and then you have to get in front of another car before a certain time runs out, and you do that like three times. And then there's rival sections where like you have to race these lesbians and get in front of them. And then there's some parts where it just says you have to make up time, and those are just like checkpoint races that you have to make it between the checkpoints. And there's cops that are thrown in, the Need for Speed cops, that chase you down and set up the roadblocks and everything. And that's all, that's like fun. Like that's always fun. The issue with it I have, I think so far, is that it seems like there's a lot of downtime in the game. I'll do a event that takes me like, I don't know, like 2.5 minutes or something. And then I think the game would succeed if it just like then immediately threw you into the next event. But instead you have to see all of the, like the XP that you've earned by driving in the wrong lane or passing people, right, or all this stuff. It like adds it all up, and then it increases your, I don't know, your racer level, whatever that gives you. And then you have to go to a loading screen. The loading screens are pretty long. And then you get thrown into another event and you race for 2.5 minutes. It's pretty fun. It's fairly easy, so I like that.
Did you play Hot Pursuit?
I did. Hot Pursuit's better than this.
Yeah. I just want Criterion to make another Hot Pursuit game. Because there was a little bit
of driving is so different in this game than
Hot Pursuit. Totally different.
It's a completely different game.
Made by Black Box, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's by Black Box.
I need another Hot Pursuit. Ty still asks about playing that game. And we played like, we played a lot of that game. We played like 40 hours of Hot Pursuit, I think. Yeah.
There's a part in this game that I did. It's the last thing I did in this game so far. Like you get to Las Vegas is the first city that you have to like stop at, basically. And you get to this city and they find like you're trying to escape from Las Vegas. And you get to the point where you're finally blockaded and you can't get out. So you get out of your car and the cop has you like on the hood of the car. And then you have to like headbutt the cop and run away from the police officers and like jump a fence. And then the cop grabs onto your foot and then you kick this cop in the head and run off and you run into traffic and all these like – these cop cars are crashing into each other and there's like the semi that overturns and everything. I'm like, I was okay when we were doing the whole like in the car part.
The drive, right. You didn't really need that. That's what I got from playing it at E3. And
yeah. I just didn't like punching these cops in the face or headbutting them or anything. Like
obviously EA just wanted to put out another Need for Speed game between hopefully the next Hot Pursuit one. I don't remember if Hot Pursuit sold awesome or not. I can't remember.
But I think it did pretty good.
I think I would love to see another one. Just, you know, tighten it up a little bit. The only thing Hot Pursuit needed was they needed to have a way where you could select the car and then it would tell you all the races that you could do in that specific car. Because sometimes I feel like I just want to drive a Nissan GTR and I just want to do an event that will let me drive that. But there was no...
That's what I'm driving right now, actually.
Good call. It's a good call.
I started off with a Carrera and then... At any gas station along the side of the track or side of the road, whatever course you're on,
right,
you just drive up to that gas station and you can switch to any car at any point and then leave the gas station and you're at the same part in the race.
That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Can you drive an ambulance?
No.
James Bond car?
No James Bond cars either.
Subaru with a big rocket coming out of the hatchback?
There are some Subarus, but
right,
I didn't notice any rockets. Maybe that's an unlockable. But yeah, they needed to do something more with it than what they – like the whole idea and the way that the courses like go across America, like you're racing across the San Francisco Bridge or you're going through like a national park area. Yeah. Then you're going through Las Vegas. Like it's all like a good idea.
Right. The execution.
It's just – yes, the execution is not there.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. What's next? Skyrim or which Sky game are we talking about?
Skyrim. We've already talked about Skylanders.
We talked about Skylanders. You remember? We talked about it already.
Where do we start, Wombat? You're in charge of leading the Skyrim discussion. I hope you're prepared.
I guess the real question is just a quick follow-up with really you, because I know how Shipwreck feels about the game because he's been playing it for 66 hours.
Right.
So how do you feel about the game 22 hours in?
Mrs. Cheapy and I really like it. You know, just the strongest part of the game is clearly the exploration. You know, if you're just walking along and you find new stuff, new caves or dungeons, whatever you want to call them, and you're like, you know what, I'm on my way to such and such, but I'm just going to stop in here and see what's going on in here. And I think, and maybe I just don't remember properly, but it seems to me like all of the quote unquote dungeons are a lot more interesting to look at this time around.
Like, they started significantly more interesting to look at this time than last one.
Like the last one, like everything sort of looked the same. It was either like a dark gray glow with, you know, rocks, or like, you know, dark green. Or this one, like, it actually, they look cool inside.
I was in one for an actual quest that was surprisingly different, and I won't say what was different about it because I don't want to ruin it for you probably, but right. Are you, and what, how is your character? What is he doing?
So he's a dark elf mage. I want him to be like a magic, you know, like thief magic user. So he, you know, we do the destruction magic. We do the conjuring. We got that, the flame girl that comes, you know, flame girl.
I don't, but that sounds pretty cool.
Astronaut. Yeah. Some flame astronaut is coming.
Yeah. Flame astronaut. That's right.
She comes and
they allow those now.
Yep. And she throws fire at people, which is awesome. So we do that, and my guy's dark elf, so he's 50% fireproof from the start, and plus he's got like the 40% fireproof boots, so he's almost 100%, he's 90% fireproof, which is awesome, which is a very good thing to be, especially when you're fighting dragons that are just breathing fire at you. They basically don't do anything.
Not all.
Is that how the percentages add in Skyrim?
It seems like it, because it seems like they basically do know.
You could check that if you go into the magic section of the menu.
I know, but it just says.
You could check your attributes and it should say.
It doesn't total it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but it just.
Have you guys set up your different, like, weapon sets?
What do you mean? Oh, the D-pads?
Yeah, the quick switch between the two.
I find it very confusing. I've done it, but.
I use
You just hold down. You just hold down left.
I know, but you push it twice, and then it puts it in the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it does that.
I played like 40 hours, not knowing that you could do that.
Right, I could see that happening.
That's completely new to me. I use the up arrow a lot.
Yeah.
Where I, you know,
yeah. If you find yourself like switching between two things a lot, you can assign one thing to it. Like if you hold down when you're on that favorite screen, like if you hold to the left.
I learned about that on Twitter, by the way. And can we agree that the tutorial, I mean, I understand you don't want to be like hand-holding somebody through a game like this, but I feel like there's a lot that I don't know about this game. And I don't mean like shit that I'm supposed to discover. I mean like alchemy and enchanting, like. I just want.
Use it for the first time, they kind of go through it.
Not really. I mean,
yeah. Alchemy, mix some shit together. Some things make things; other things don't.
And the soul,
most things don't.
The soul gem, right? And soul gems and all that shit.
The soul gem stuff is definitely confusing. And I have the. This was in the first game. In the last game also. So not really. I don't think it really counts as a spoiler. But I have the big one, the Daedric. Soul gem,
right?
So I can keep reusing it.
I think I have that one too.
Yeah,
I did that thing. Yeah. The black star or something.
Yeah. I have that.
But you have to have the soul trap spell to get the souls in there.
But yeah, right? They don't explain that well enough. So you have to.
And
have
then
the
what
soul
do you
traps?
Do with the souls?
No, you don't have to have the soul trap. You can also get
a weapon. There are certain
weapons.
You can
enchant weapons that bind souls whenever you kill.
And I know there's a perk for the bound sword for the conjuring or whatever. Not conjuring. I don't even know. Alteration. I get confused with all the different magic houses.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that game. But yeah, I mean, what it does is, so say you have like a sword that does 5 fire damage. Eventually that fire damage will run out.
Oh, you use that to just recharge. That's it?
Yeah.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just go into the menu and you select that weapon and you hit the RB button.
Yeah.
and then you select which soul gem you want to use to charge it.
So it's only used for recharging like staves and magic items.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. Okay. It's a battery.
All right. It's a battery. Okay. It's a battery. Fine. That's what I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
I almost thought about getting like the guide for the game just to like learn shit like that. But, you know, there's good stuff on the internet. So I guess it's not really necessary.
Yeah.
But
the internet is enough. There's like the whole wiki site is pretty useful.
We do like destruction magic mostly. I want to do like, you know, sneaking and backstabbing. And when I heard that you can slow down time with the archery,
mm-hmm.
that sounded really good to me, but I haven't.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I like
slow
motion.
That's all I do is sneak around and shoot people with arrows. I'm one of those terrible enemy AI characters that you see in other games where they're trying to shoot you with a bow, like even though you're right in front of them.
Right.
I'm that guy. Like, I understand what's going through those terrible AI's characters' minds now.
Right.
Because I'm just going to sit there and keep shooting arrows at you, even if you're hitting me with a sword.
Mm.
My guy is one-handed weaponry. I have, if I hit you while I'm standing still, it does plus 25% damage with chance to decapitate. Hmm. And the first time you actually lop someone's head off, it's a little surprising.
That sounds like a good thing to have.
It's pretty cool. It doesn't happen as often as I'd like it to. But boy, is it funny when it does. Like, right. You just, like, I'll leave, you know, mowing down dude after dude, because I can pretty much mow dudes down. I have the Daedric Mace, which does 33 damage, which is ridiculous.
Hmm.
How good are the Daedric quests?
Oh, they're awesome.
Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I that's what I kind of have been doing lately. I think I've done about four of them. And, yeah, I just go around, and I literally just, like, you know, I could go through, you don't belong here, flap, there goes your head.
Right.
You should know better than to mess with my guy. Really doesn't take shit from anybody.
So it's interesting. Shipwreck is an archer,
mm-hmm.
right? You're like more of a straight up fighter.
Well, I use destruction magic a lot, one handed weapons and fireballs in the other.
Right, and I'm just pretty much straight up mage action. But I don't have any of the good spells. I'm like level 14 or something, or 15, but like I still have like the shitty fucking flames spell.
Well, why
sparks.
Don't you buy better ones?
I don't know. I gotta
the
get
one
that.
That shoots the giant shard of ice through people is pretty
That's
cool.
Good. Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
I gotta figure out where to buy that. I'm
you
doing
could,
the,
you buy
the
it
college
from,
right
buy
now.
It from you could either buy it at the college or you could buy it from mages in castles. Every castle has a court mage, and they all sell spells.
I need to see. Mrs. Cheapy will not let me play without her, which is, you know, I can't put in the quality time that I'd like to. Because we,
also, you know. Are you surprised with how much this game borrows? And, you know, it makes a lot of sense. But are you surprised with how much it borrows from Fallout 3?
I'm not surprised, no.
With the kill shot cam.
Right, they got the kill cam in there.
The kill cam in there.
I hardly ever see that because it doesn't happen with archery.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. It happens not as often as you'd think it might. It doesn't happen all that often, but it happens. But, you know, even when you get a new mission and it has the title of the mission that comes up on the screen and the music that comes up behind it.
Right.
It's taken straight out of Fallout 3. And I just think it's, I mean, yeah, I get it. It's like, it's Bethesda. But I really think of it as a Fallout thing, not a Bethesda thing.
Yeah.
So I find it weird. That's really all of where I'm going with this. That's it. I just think it's kind of weird.
The it's interesting. Like, I think like if you're looking for more Skyrim discussion, I had lunch with the 8-4 guys. You know, they have their 8-4 play show. And I think they had a lot to say about it. Because a lot of those guys really just play Japanese games. And I think like some of them were digging it, some of them not so much. But it's interesting. I was talking to Mark McDonald, and he was sort of digging it. But really, there's like a lot of shit from this game that seems like it's just done completely wrong. Like the inventory management is
what? Inventory management's good. In
you
this
can't
game.
Even see your character wearing the shit that you got.
Yeah, you can. Hit the right analog stick in.
Yeah, hit the button.
But while you're, you can't see it. Like in a traditional one, you see your character, you see like a nice shot of what he's holding. You can see like really exactly what he has. This, you see a back view of the guy, like from the top down. you know, from the waist up. Well, you got to spin the camera around. Yeah. It's not on the inventory screen.
Why do you need it on the inventory screen?
I don't
make excuses for the game.
I just don't.
Obviously, it would be better to have that. You can't tell me it wouldn't be better to have that.
I
like looking at the items. Yeah, I don't like looking at myself.
And showing what the effects are of the items.
It says what the effects.
It shows that.
It says that.
But not all at once on one screen with your character's picture. And especially a game where, you know, you probably spent a fair amount of time like putting together your character's face and shit and dressing
them
up.
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
Because I knew this was going to be a game that I play in first person.
Yeah, I spent no time on my dude's face. And it's funny because when I do see it, I'm like, wow, that dude's ugly.
My guy's really ugly.
My dude is so ugly.
You can't even see my guy's face ever.
Yeah, he's always wearing a hood.
Yeah.
I did switch. I started off as heavy armor, and I switched right over to light armor. I don't use heavy armor at all anymore.
I can't carry enough stuff. That's my big problem.
You need to buy a house. So you need to do the first city.
I did that. But I don't have enough money for the house. It's a lot of money, right?
You don't have 5,000 gold?
No. How do you get money?
Oh my God, you suck.
I never have 5,000 gold.
Wow.
I just bought one that was 25,000.
How do you get the money?
You bought the house in Solitude.
Yeah, I have that one.
How do you get money? Hello?
I have three houses.
Hello? Somebody asking for money.
Do more stuff.
I fucking played for like 20-something hours.
Pick up everything and sell it.
I can't because I can't carry anything because I don't have a house.
Okay, you know what you need to do? Here's a little pro tip. Something going to pro tip you. In the northwest is the stone for the steed.
Huh?
The steed stone is in the northwest of your map.
Okay.
To the northwest of the town of Solitude.
Okay.
Find the steed stone and activate that as your one stone until you're able to buy a house.
What does that do?
That will allow you to carry an extra 100 pounds of stuff. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I know.
I'll do that.
I know. It also gives you a bonus where you'll move faster regardless of what armor you're wearing.
All right. What's a stone? I didn't even know you could get stones.
Well, if you were a man, you'd have some stones.
It's not like it doesn't count as my amulet.
No. It's not something you wear.
No. It's like a blessing.
Yeah. You go to these stones and it lasts forever. Yes. Or until you can only have one stone active at a time and there's 12 of them.
That's why I don't know about this, but I guess you're supposed to.
Well,
didn't you come across one of those like almost immediately? There's like three of them right at the beginning.
I don't know.
Right next to each other?
Are there? I don't think I found those three at the beginning, but it doesn't matter. I like the one I have. They're actually all taken from Oblivion. But in Oblivion, you picked one at the very beginning of the game and weren't able to change that decision. And what they did differently in Skyrim is they actually just made them actual physical things in the game. And you could switch back and forth between different ones at different times.
Right. All right. Well, and Shipwreck, do you have anything to add about Skyrim? Do you want to fill us in on what's going on with your dude? What's your dude's name?
Shipwreck.
It's still Shipwreck.
We talk about this every week.
You don't know my dude's name.
Fat ass.
No, lard ass.
Is it David?
It's David. No, it's the guy from, shit, what's it from Game of Thrones? Draco. We named him Draco after the guy from Game of Thrones.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
That's so much better than Shipwreck.
Well, Shipwreck is unrealistic. Come on, that's silly. That's really silly.
So you named him after the Russian boxer.
No, that's Drago.
Oh, okay.
You will lose.
I like Drago better.
Drago had like
Do you like the
levels.
Guys that sound like Arnold in this game?
No.
Have you run across those?
I haven't.
There's certain shopkeepers or just dudes that sound a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Speaking of which, did you see the excerpts from the commentary, Arnold's commentary on the Total Recall DVD? It's basically the funniest thing ever. All he does is tell you exactly what's going on in the scene. Like if you were blind, it would be great. Oh, this is the part when I had the woman's head and that said, "Get ready for a surprise," and then it blew up. that's it's maybe I'll throw it on at the end of the show. It's Basically the best thing ever. Oh, this is when I fought my wife Sharon. Isn't this good? Yeah. Oh, here's the woman with the three breasts. It's great. So anything else about Skyrim, Wombat?
I think we've Skyrimmed it enough for this week. We'll do it again next week.
All right. What else? You got the Nyko Zoom.
I got the Nyko Zoom, and it's already in the box, so I could return it.
I didn't do shit.
It doesn't work at all.
Right.
I tried. Wait, here's where it gets interesting. I got it. I tweeted out that I bought it. I got an email from someone saying, hey, here's some better instructions on how to use it. Okay. I followed those instructions. It didn't work. I followed the instructions it came with. It didn't work. I went to the website and tried to read up some things in, you know, on the website, the troubleshooting. Still right. didn't work. Tried watching a video on how to set it up properly. Still doesn't work. And when I say it doesn't work, I guess I should qualify that. So I set it up and I can see, you know, in the bottom right-hand corner of my screen, I could see my body in, you know, in there. It's all green the way it's supposed to be, but it doesn't register where my hands are. You know, your hands are supposed to light up.
They're down your pants, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
You try taking them out of your pants?
I should try that. Maybe then it'll work.
The lighting isn't good enough in there.
Well, all the lights are on. The lighting's fine when I don't have it connected.
No, I'm saying maybe it's not bright enough in your room to use Kinect.
No, I'm saying when I don't have the Zoom connected.
Oh, it works okay.
My room is, the Kinect works perfectly fine.
Why do you need the Zoom? Oh, so would you get two people in there?
So I could have more room. That's the whole point of it.
Right.
My Kinect works just fine. The issue is that I would love to have more space, or at least give the Kinect the illusion of more space.
Right.
And like I tried playing Fruit Ninja because it's, you know, it's on my hard drive. I could just, you know, hit the button.
Right.
And with the Zoom connected, I can't. It just doesn't work. Like, you know, I could see it. It keeps trying to recalibrate. So it'll pause. Recalibrate, my body will pop in on the screen, then it'll pause, calibrate, my body will pop back in, and it just does it over and over and over again. And right. If I take the Kinect off, I can play the game just fine.
Yeah, because that's one of the most responsive Kinect games. So
yeah, that's why I'm like, this would be a good test. Hmm. So the thing just,
all right, well,
just
I'm sorry to
work.
Hear that. I won't buy it then.
Yeah, I wish I could recommend it, and I really want it to work, but it doesn't. What's really funny is that the Kinect that they're coming out with for Windows
right.
has a feature that lets you use it in a smaller space.
Well, there'll probably be a new one. Well, you know, so the rumors now are that we can go right into, since we're talking about new hardware, next generation consoles to arrive next year besides the Wii?
No.
No way.
No way?
No. No, because they already announced a Halo game for the 360 for next year.
Yeah, I read that article, too.
Yeah.
But so maybe that's... shown. What about shown at E3 next year?
That is
sure.
Sure, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, there's too many big profile games in development for the current gen systems for next year.
I see.
They don't need it for next year.
Right. Okay. And did you see that Activision sold 1 million Call of Duty Elite subscriptions? That's insane.
That's 1 million IOUs.
That's Wombat, do the math on this. You're good at math. It's $50 for a subscription. Now, if they sold 1 million of them,
that's
$50 million.
That's
wow. You're good at math.
Yeah, I know. I am a pro.
You
right
are
up
good.
Did that math right up in my noggin.
And two other things I wanted to mention, or maybe a few more things. So you know, the Vita's coming out in Japan next month and in the U.S. in February. And they've announced a new MotorStorm game. It's an RC car game. But the cool thing about it is that if you buy it, you get it on PS3 and Vita for the same price. So one price gets it for you on both systems, and you can, you know, it saves your progress across platforms and everything. So I thought that was really cool, and apparently that's something that is available, I guess, as part of the development kit. Like you can, it's up to the developers if they want to implement that feature, or the publisher, or whatever.
I hope they do that with that action RPG.
Oh,
I don't remember the name.
The hack and slash one?
The hack and slash action RPG.
Yeah.
Because you could play that on both, they were saying, but I was afraid I was going to have to buy it on both consoles.
It's the Game Loft one, right? It's called Dungeon Hunter Alliance? No?
No, that's the one that's on PSN right now.
Oh. But that's coming to Vita.
Dungeon Hunter Alliances?
Yeah. I think it's that one. Mm. I think that's what you're thinking about.
I'm not sure that it is, right.
But I see, yeah, it would be that would be cool, especially a loot game. That would work really well, I think, for that. But I like that idea. Pay one price, get it for the PS3 and the Vita. That's a great feature.
They have a similar thing going now. If you buy like the minis or the PlayStation 1 games,
but
you can
play minis
them on both
suck,
the PSP. Well, I didn't say they didn't suck. I just said they've done this type of structure before.
They don't even take up the full screen. Come on. You gotta take up the full
screen. Is this gonna take up the full screen?
I don't know. Better. Otherwise, I'm throwing that shit right in the garbage. Gotta have full screen. Come on. New Xbox dashboards coming December 6th. As long as they make that shit fast, I don't care what it is. But my shit is lagging right now. Really slow. Anything else before we do the CAG bag? Let's do CAG bag. I'm getting hungry.
Let's do CAG bag. Roll.
Roll. Chase writes in. Okay, Chase writes in and goes, Cheapy, I subscribe to your YouTube channel. I've been digging your vlogs. How about some Skyrim play with commentary? And will Wombat and Shipwreck also dabble in the vlogging? I actually talked to somebody who is working for one of those game streaming sites, and they expressed interest in all of us doing something like that. But I think it's something that's a lot easier to do if you're on the PC and not on a console, since you need a PC to do it anyway. But I would do that. I would be interested in doing that. But I just don't know the technical aspect of it might be hard.
Chipper can already do that, can he?
Streaming. This is like live streaming.
I don't know if I can stream.
I can record
whenever I'm playing. Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, this guy's actually just doesn't care if it's streaming or not. But you know what? Yeah, I'm not sure. I would do something like that. I guess it doesn't have to be live. And Cheapy, I think I remember a mention of a head blade. Have you used it? I use an electric head razor from Remington. I don't even remember what it's called. Head shave razor.
Oh, the name of that Vita game is Ruin.
Oh, right. I remember that.
That's why I couldn't remember the name of it.
Let's see. Mr. Grinch 98 writes in, with Shipwreck putting in over 50 hours, we're now 66. Wombat getting time off from the family to play, and even Cheapy putting people to sleep with lightning. How soon can we get to hear a spoiler edition of Skyrim from you guys?
Next week.
Be a long time.
Next week.
No, never.
Have it finished by next week.
Right.
The thing is, you guys have done stuff that I haven't done.
That's right. What's so crazy. That's even talking to one of my coworkers who, you know, he was level 10 when I was level 17 and he did things I hadn't done. That's what's so crazy about this game. I mean, you know, and I kept saying to myself, I'm only doing the Thieves Guild. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to finish the Thieves Guild. I'm not even close to finishing the Thieves Guild, but I have 4 Daedric weapons. So,
I don't have any of that shit. I have nothing good.
You need a house, dude.
Dude, I have no, I have fucking, I have a fine mace. That's what I have. A fine fucking mace. And the shitty spark spell and the shitty flame spell.
You're doing it wrong. You're totally doing it wrong.
How did you know what to get? Like, where to get the good stuff?
Well, when you're a born warrior like myself, it's sort of instinctive.
Have you talked to anybody and asked them, where can I learn about magic? Because that's pretty much an option with every third person.
No, but I've leveled up my shit. I don't have the spells.
Have you spoken to someone and asked them, where do you buy the good spells? In a town, when you go to a town, do you talk to other human beings? And by human beings, I mean NPCs.
Right, I know what you meant. I guess I got to do that more.
Yes.
But then I don't have enough money to buy the house.
Do you go to castles?
I don't know. Castles?
Castles. Every town has a castle in it.
They do?
Yes. Go back to Whiterun. I know you were there because everyone goes to Whiterun.
Right.
Go back to Whiterun, go to the castle, talk to everybody in the castle.
Hmm. All right. All right, I'm going to do that. Our next play session is going to be focused on finding good shit to use because our guy kind of sucks. Yes.
You should talk to the guy who looks like he might know something about magic that with the is robes? In the castle.
Yeah, yeah. If you see someone,
look for somebody dressed in robes.
Okay. See someone in a bathrobe. Chances are they know magic.
Got it.
That goes for real life also.
Right. A Killing Machine wants Shipwreck to do a quick rundown of the best and worst Skylanders to pick up.
Well, obviously Drobot. You have to get Drobot.
Right.
He is S tier, I would say, in the Skylanders universe. I don't think anybody else was S tier, but I would say just below him, Trigger Happy's a good one, and you get him with the game. So he's good. Hex, the new undead, like witch, she's good. I would avoid Drill Sergeant, which is the Walmart exclusive. He's not very good. I don't know if I have any other ones that I would avoid. The tree guy's really slow, but he's kind of fun to watch run around. So there you go. There's my Skylanders tips for this week.
Cock and ball. Stay away from cock and balls.
He's not that bad.
I heard he's overrated.
Mm. You just got to level him up.
Right. Is that it, Wombat?
I think that's enough.
That's enough. All right. Yeah, I'm fading from hunger, actually.
Oh, then we better end the show. I don't want you to pass out.
Thank you.
Pull a Shipwreck and faint.
So thanks for listening. Now we're going to do the... I'll put the Black Friday show thing up on the front page of CAG so you can join us. Some of us, all of us, who knows? It's not going to be good, though. I recommend you don't do it. Unless you want to hear us answering awkward phone calls. Which might be entertaining. You never know. But, you know, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/GBassGamer, twitter.com/GBD, or Wombat5277, or Shipwreck. We're all there. YouTube.com/GBD. You should subscribe. I'm getting close to 20,000 subscribers, so something special is going to happen when I hit 20,000. I'm going to show you my ass crack.
You would show us your ass crack if we just asked.
You're right. Ty's really into sumo wrestling now. He wants to sumo wrestle me at all times. So before we got into the shower yesterday, I had him get into it just wearing his underwear, and then I rolled up his underwear so it looked like one of those sumo.
You gave him a wedgie.
I gave him a wedgie. Yeah, basically, loved it, dude. He was laughing so, and then I of course did the same thing to myself. He had the best time. And then we wrestled, and then he like smacked his chin into my knee, and then he cried. But then like 2 minutes later, he was like, more sumo?
I also have children.
Awesome. And on that bombshell, I think we will say goodbye.
I'm not going to say bread's done.
Good. Fuck that.
Where is this me, Arnold Schwarzenegger? And is this me on the screen here, riding towards the camera? It was a great scene because she's trying so hard for me not to see the news. You can see here with the eye, no matter what I do, the kissing, the hugging with her, I'm more interested in what's going on Mars. Here, this is my job. I'm a construction worker. And I'm totally amazed.
And I'm looking at the gun. Yeah, so this is really this. How did I do that?
Here's the great fight scene with Sharon and me. Ow, that hurt. I continuously used him as a human shield, and then I threw him down the escalator. And now he just got the message that he should actually put a wet towel around his head.
Which is also like crazy.
Exactly, yeah. So that they cannot detect of where I am. I run around like an Indian. That's a funny scene. She's trying to steal the suitcase. Now they have problems following it. This scene is unbelievable because my frustration about this taxi cab does not understand where I want to go. Again, I got away. Now he realizes that there's a hologram of him. And now he's telling him that he has to take the bug out of his nose, which is this gross scene. Remember, everyone was grossed out, me putting this thing up my nose. There was the bug that was inside my nose.